This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of police officers are patrolling around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. The amped up security is ahead of a rally by supporters of the people who breached the building on January 6th, trying to overturn former President Donald Trump's election defeat. Now, a black 8-foot-high fence which surrounded the White Dome building for about 6 months after the attack is back. 100 National Guard troops are also on standby, and security officials are performing additional checks on travelers arriving at Washington's nearest airport in an effort to prevent violence. Hours before the rally was set to start, Capitol Police officers holding riot helmets and armed with batons and pistols took up positions outside the fence. Municipal buses bringing officers to the site clogged nearby streets. Trucks blocked access points to a staging area between the Capitol building and Union Station. A police officer on duty near the Capitol spoke anonymously, saying, "On January 6th, we knew something was going around, but nobody expected what happened. This time, we're expecting the worst." At least 2 people were killed and up to 20 more hurt in 3 explosions Saturday in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad. An anonymous Taliban official said women and children are among the injured after a patrol vehicle was targeted. An investigation is underway to establish the extent of the damage and the cause of the explosions. The attacks are the first deadly blasts since the American withdrawal from Afghanistan. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News.